You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
And begin.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
I gotta tell you, that little thing is starting to get on my nerves. That little ding dong and welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Why?
Because it's just a reminder that I'm having to start more work. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't feel like fooling with this.
I hear you.
I've been on the radio for 6 straight days, no breaks, 24 hours a day.
I know.
Yeah, if you're watching on the YouTubes, Mr. Todd just decided to turn the lights on in here.
I bet it looks better too.
He spent 3 hours getting everything set up and then didn't even turn the TV lights on. Too busy eating suckers, dum-dums up in here.
They're bright.
We need to close those blinds. They're usually closed when we are rolling cameras. Now I don't know if you should or not.
Up,
yeah. So there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So at the time of this recording, it is St. Patrick's Day, and Jody's wearing a green scarf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else green, not a shirt or anything, just the scarf is green.
Right.
And Mr. Todd is wearing a gray Ace and TJ t-shirt.
Yep.
Extra medium.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are not fun. It's St. Patrick's. Why aren't y'all wearing green?
Okay, well, I'll explain why I'm not wearing green in just a few minutes. but this is a perfect opportunity to tell one and all about the new cooking show that is sweeping the internets.
It is.
It's called Fend for Yourselves with your host, me.
Mm-hmm.
And
me nowhere to be found.
Right. Because you get enough of the limelight.
I don't need even this, but anyway.
Yep. Yeah. And so the thing about it is that when we first started the idea of it, it was going to be maybe once every few weeks we'd do one, maybe once a month we would start and then kind of grow from there, so forth and so on. And I knew, I should have known it was going to happen the way TJ and Jody's house happened, where it was just going, we're going to try it, especially with the video aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Just going to try it and see how it goes and then maybe expand it as we go along.
Right.
Then as soon as it's over, oh my God, it was huge. We can't just do it once a month. We got to hit it hard once a week, at least once a week. We got to do it.
That was his idea to do it every week. You and I were sitting there on Sunday. That was you. You said you wanted to do it every week.
No, I didn't,
Jody.
But you're the one that came in with all the. It was huge. Yeah, talking.
It was definitely huge. But you were the one that were like, "Well, I guess we'll do it every week." And I'm like, "Okay."
No, I said because I knew that's what you were getting at because that's the way the whole TJ and Jody's house thing got going.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I'm not trying to get on camera any more than I already am, especially security camera. I'm on those enough.
Ew.
I don't need to be on that. Body cams and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that microphone on?
Yeah, I just switched it off.
You switched it off? Yeah. For somebody who knows so much about broadcast equipment and audio and everything, Mr. Todd is not an expert on speaking into a microphone. Is he? He's way back. He's in the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know. Last week we put that microphone in front of him and he didn't even lean forward. He's just looking all off into the parking lot, talking suckers in his mouth.
Suckers in his mouth. I thought you gave those up.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did, but only when I'm here now.
Oh.
Yeah, he went over to that bag and just grabbed a handful out of there like a greedy trick or treater.
While you're here.
Yeah, I'll get my fix. Mm-hmm. And then next week we'll get more.
That's funny.
So, anyway, the cooking show comes on Thursday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, the debut of it, we actually watched together as it aired.
Yep.
And I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
No.
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, it was just the one-time thing, see how that went.
All right. All that. Okay.
I may watch them eventually as we go along.
Yeah.
But no big deal. I mean, if I turned on the TV every time I was on it, I'd never leave, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Especially these smart TVs mm-hmm. being so smart.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, please go check that out. And the faster that can not just take off, but take off to a point where we can live off that, the quicker it'll be that I can, you know, shed the rest of these people in here.
Uh-huh.
You know,
we can't shed Mr. Todd.
No, I'm talking about the ones that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ace and them.
Can we shed this podcast?
Yeah, that's the goal. Do nothing
people,
but the cooking
please
show.
Please watch. Fend for yourselves.
Nothing but the
8
cooking show.
Eastern tonight, Thursday. Do it.
Mm. You know, Jody, you and I are like Elvis was. It's just the demand for us is going to put us in an early grave. Our fans are literally going to love us to death is what's going to happen. That's what's going
to
happen.
I love how you compare yourself to Elvis.
I compared you as well.
Well, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and including why I am not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, and Jody's saying that I'm no fun. So we will get into all of that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's house.
Yay.
Yay. Yippee.
But you know, Jody, that green is a great color on you.
Thank you.
But then again, I say that about every color on you. I never.
You like red.
Yeah, red is a really good color on you.
Mm-hmm.
But even the beiges and things like that show up well on you. Like
really?
That, yeah, like that
I feel
little.
Like that washes me out.
No.
Hmm.
It's
thank
just.
You.
I think you would be hard pressed to find a color that didn't look great on
well,
you.
Well, aren't you very kind?
I bet there's not one in the spectrum.
That's so nice.
That doesn't look great on you.
And that color looks good on you.
Thank you. You know what color this is, Mr. Todd?
That looks like purple.
Yeah. That's what an average heterosexual man would call it, is purple. But it is actually eggplant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You and your toxic masculinity calling it purple. What purple. Color is that sweater that Jody's wearing?
I would say navy blue.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Most regular heterosexual men's would just say blue.
Blue.
But it's navy.
Navy blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Okay, so why am I not wearing green today on St. Patrick's Day? It's because I don't have a single green shirt to my name.
Which is really crazy.
I know. I had a couple because green looks great on me.
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God. My eyes pop. It's always a contest, though, for people to figure out which is greener. My shirt or my eyes.
It's a contest.
That's what people like to play.
Okay.
When we moved, I did a lot of cleaning out, and if it was a t-shirt that I hadn't worn in a while, yeah. I threw it away.
Right.
So I had no green t-shirt. So Jody got me a green t-shirt the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She had gone to the Target
mm-hmm.
and said, I got you a prize. And she pulls it out of the bag, and it's a green t-shirt. It looks good.
I had three. That eggplant was one.
This isn't the one. I bought it yesterday.
Oh, but okay, but I bought you three.
Yeah, shirts. But they were, it was a pink one and a kind of a
maroon.
It was a maroon, and then there was kind of a bluish gray.
So yeah. Four, I got you four.
Yeah, including the green. The green uh-huh. one's only what matters in the story
here okay.
on the broadcast part of it.
Okay, sorry. Got off track there. Anywho.
How long have we been doing this? I mean, I knew once we gave her an open microphone, she would just abuse it.
All right, I'm not
she would
say
abuse
anything
else. the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so she did. She bought me several shirts, and she's unpacking them out of the mm-hmm. bag, and they all look great. She pulls them out, and then she pulls out this green one. It's a good looking shirt, nice Kelly green. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between a Kelly and a Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is, Todd?
I was just going to say, what's Kelly Green?
Kelly Green, a Hunter. What she's wearing is a Kelly Green.
Okay.
Bright.
Got it.
Bright green. So, look good. She unfolds it. It's got a little graphic thing on it of a tree. It looks cool, like a some sort of a pine tree. And then she said, oh, it's got something on the back. And she turns it around, and it's a picture of a globe with the words planet for the planet. And
And what was my face when I did
like,
that?
Oh, well, this one's going back. I threw it right in the back.
I said, oh, no, I did not look at the back of this.
So some kind of environmental.
I said, you will not be wearing that. I will take that back.
Anti-capitalist bull crap.
That's sad because it was a nice shirt.
Mm-hmm. I know. It would have been perfect for St. Patrick's Day revelry.
Yeah.
But.
I will.
Because, hey, if you're a new listener, you don't know our personalities and all. The reason that would be a big deal for me is because I tend to lean a little bit to the conservative side politically.
He falls over right. Always.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to be wearing some sort of an anti-capitalist, Marxist message on a shirt about
saving a tree,
about the environment,
or planting a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You're a funny
Did
man.
You get your money back yet for that?
No, haven't had time to go back.
All right. I wonder, will. Was it more expensive than the other ones because it has some kind of a stupid planet message on it?
All the same. All the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about it is, and one of the reasons that I love you so much, Jody, is because you didn't try to get me to wear it and say, it's fine. You can wear that.
No, I was not going to try.
But you wouldn't have wanted me wearing that either.
It just doesn't fit you at all. Not at all.
Jody never calls anybody a liberal. She always calls him, he's all peace, love, and happiness. That's what she says.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah, she's really peace, love, and happiness. Or either she'll say granola.
Granola.
You call somebody all granola.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, what do we have in our pantry? A big granola. Old bag of granola.
Yeah.
Alexis, who works on the Ace and TJ show, was at our house yesterday visiting Jody and Lainey. I was off running errands and getting my hair cut, which, by the way, people are going to be commenting how good it looks.
Okay.
Once they see this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was running errands and going to Miss Vicky to get my hair cut. And also Alexis was out at our house. And y'all were just having a little hen party out there.
We got some lunch. I brought some lunch back. We sat around, visited. Yeah.
You know what Alexis said was as she talks in her, urban lingo that she has.
Yeah.
Because she's a city girl.
Yes.
The biggest flex that we have at our house is how many snacks we have in the pantry.
Oh, my gosh.
And for the adults, a flex is what you're, impressed. It's something impressive.
Because of snacks?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah. She started going on and on about it. Because you got everything for whatever taste. Everything from potato chips to granola to goldfish to cheese-its and all of that stuff.
I did tell her how I find you in there like you're at a store and you just stand there and look around. And then when I come in there, I hear him. I come in there and you turn your back to me like you're up to something.
No.
Yes, you do.
But I mean, if I do it, I'm not conscious of turning my back to you.
Like I walk in, he turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I told her there's not enough sweet stuff in there.
No, there's not.
There are like tons of any type of potato chip that you could imagine. The potato chip, there are two baskets in there on the shelf that are overflowing with potato chip bags.
Yeah.
Even to the point where we've had to put some, stack them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But
somebody goes through the chips quickly.
Not me. I'm not in there eating chips.
You find you a dip.
I use crackers. I use crackers mostly for that. I'm not trying to eat potato chips during the week. But anyway, there are bags and bags of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the granola, the bag of granola and that kind of stuff. So she said she was just impressed by all of that, which makes perfect sense because what kind of people are all into having a lot of snacks at their disposal at any time?
What kind of people? I don't know.
Do you know, Todd? Dope heads. Potheads.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm serious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I said that to her. She laughed. She said, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I also said to people who have little children that need babysitters, they're interviewing a babysitter, and the babysitter's looking through the house and makes a comment on how great it is that they've got so many snacks, they're dealing with a weed smoker for a babysitter.
Or they just not like snacks.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's a characteristic of someone who smokes a lot of weed.
Right.
Everybody that I know that smokes a lot of weed and has talked about,
you know,
people having snacks and being a big deal. I knew a girl one time who smoked so much weed, she wouldn't babysit for people if they didn't have good snacks in their house. She'd babysit once, and then when there were no good snacks in the house, she wouldn't go back and babysit for them.
That's funny.
Let me tell you who that was.
I know who it was.
Okay, good. I was about to mouth it to you, but I forgot we're on camera.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't. Because I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not saying she was smoking weed while she was babysitting, but that in her mind, that thought process of if you don't have a lot of snacks on hand, it's a bad thing. You know.
I don't ever recall, and I babysat a lot when I was younger, but I never even felt comfortable going in pantries of the people I babysat for to eat.
Yeah, and when our daughter would babysit a lot, she would take her own lunch and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable with that.
No. Because you'd probably eaten them all. Is that what you mean? Because you're such a big eater, you would have eaten all their snacks, all their food.
Yeah. I'm a big grazer.
Yeah, but I mean, if I would be there babysitting or whatever, and they said, help yourself to anything you want.
You would.
Yeah. And starting with the mama.
Ew.
And they
always gotta take it a little step too far, don't you? Dang.
I'd be like, you mean anything I want? Help myself to anything I want?
Let's talk about my present that Cubby gave me.
Yeah. Our friend Cubby.
Because
Jody said one day she wanted one of the, what do you call that, Todd? What's the official name for that?
Take 500.
Yeah, oh my God. I can't think of it.
A clapboard, something like that.
What is it called?
Is it a shop board?
I don't know. But it's the thing. They go, all right, TJ and Jody's house, take one.
Yeah.
But now do it. Take
one.
5,000.
There you go. Yeah. You're supposed to be able to do that.
Video clapper board.
Clapper board, yeah. So look at that. I was right.
Look at you knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it cute?
And aren't you supposed to be able to do it with one hand if you're cool?
Uh-uh.
That one's kind of big for that one.
I have a problem though because I used the marker that it came with, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this eraser's not working.
Is there an eraser on the marker? Yeah.
But why won't this big eraser that it came with work?
I don't know.
It looks like a dog bone.
Yeah. So it says TJ and Jody's house. It's a production. TJ and Jody's house. Director TJ, cameraman Mr. Todd, March of 2022. And we're going to do this every time?
Yep.
But actually, you're not supposed to do it. Mr. Todd is supposed to do it in front of your face.
Let's do it like a reality show. You know how they'll I'm sitting in the room, going to say something?
Yeah. All right.
And then. Hi.
Hi, that's loud.
Isn't that what they do, too? Yeah. They're like, hello.
Does it make you blink when it happens?
No.
Can I do it in front of you?
Oh, yeah,
oh, sure. He'll jump out of his chair.
I am kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like loud noises.
I knew he was going to jump. And you knew it was coming.
I know, but I don't like loud noises.
I thought you were exaggerating when you did that.
We're going to do that here because I'm going to use this every week. Yes.
No, Jody, this
place
is...
Oh, you're scared they'll play with it?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just... It's, this place is so cluttered as it is.
Well, you should have cleaned it. We discussed this last week about cleaning. And
well, Dustin doesn't have anything to do with clutter.
Well, I'm coming up here this weekend and cleaning.
Okay. That's what I've been waiting for.
I knew you were. Then I'm not. I'm not going to do it then. Nope. It needs to be vacuumed. There's so much stuff.
I know, but you know what? Why am I the one that has to do it?
Well, because you're the one that said you were going to do it. You're the one that took charge of this.
Then I started rethinking that.
No,
I
mean, it's like you do everything. You start out like, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. And you get all into something. And then guess what? Literally, you blink and you just don't want to fool with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's 3 inches of dust on these tables. And that might be why I have a headache every time I come in here.
Oh, God. Well, you leave headaches every time you come in here.
In TJ's defense, there could be some team collaboration. Like, it would be nice to see other people.
Well, why don't you make a little chart where it's somebody's turn?
Now, what it is, I think, is that I look at it like there is so much that needs to be done for this to look like a decent place.
Yeah.
There's so much crap everywhere and all that. Then I look at the dust and go, what does that matter?
Like, it doesn't.
You know? You can't even walk in that other room. It's a hazard.
Well, that was supposed to be taken care of a long time ago. Listen, I love to clean and organize and do, but I just don't know what I can get rid of and what I can keep around here.
And
but
it's
I
the would same thing. It. It's the same thing with me. I'm ready to do all of this stuff, but Rob works so hard, and there are times when he's having to work late from home. He has to get home to start working on stuff and things like that. And I hate to ask him to stay for a couple of hours late after the show because he's the one that has to determine what can be thrown away in there and what can't.
But if he could make a pile, if he could just make a pile of what needs to not be touched and what can be thrown away, then it can be taken care of. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just make a pile. You don't have to get up and do anything. Just decide. Because I'm getting heart palpitations looking in there.
I know. We should start closing the door
before you go. I'm having some anxiety.
Yeah.
I got to have some water.
Jody can't even watch those hoarder shows on TV.
Oh, my God. It sends me over the edge.
Yeah, it's like a horror movie for her.
Oh, my God. It does change. Shut that door.
Uh-huh.
Change the feel.
I know. Yeah. I can't deal with this. Ugh.
And then, you know, the walls are half...
But I'm not blaming Rob because he does so much.
I know.
And so all the time he's busy. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
I finished the one row of the wall.
Yeah. And you know what else Rob never does, though, is complain.
I know.
And that's the thing. And he would.
That's why I would clean for him.
If I said, hey, we need to take a couple hours and clean up this and that, he would do it. He wouldn't complain.
Aw, he's sweet.
Yeah, he is so sweet. But
I'll help him.
I'll finish the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Like this needs. I'm coming up here.
Well, look, there are two TV monitor things that have to go on the wall. One behind me, one behind Ace.
And then there's a graphic that's going to go on that wall.
And so now they're on the floor in there.
Okay.
You know that.
Will y'all everybody be out of here tomorrow? If I came up tomorrow after I finished my errands and did a little cleaning.
Well,
are you scared for me to come alone?
Come alone? Why?
Like, you're scared I'm going to do something wrong?
Well, you just have to be careful because there are wires everywhere and cables and not to unplug something or trip over something that
okay,
unplugs.
I'm very capable of that.
Okay, I didn't say you couldn't. I'm just telling you that's the thing that...
Or maybe you and I'll come up here on Sunday.
That's the Lord's day. Lord doesn't want us cleaning out
because where are you gonna
filthy
go?
Radio Church. Station building.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay.
I'll just come by myself.
No, I'll come help you. It'll be something we can do together. You know, I love projects that we do together.
Mm-hmm,
like
me too.
Watching TV. That's
watching
my favorite project that we do together.
Watching TV.
Going to eat. Going out to eat. That's a project I like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we're going out to eat with one of your friends and her husband tomorrow night.
Yep.
I'm doing that for you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't like the damn people.
You love those people.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. They don't like you either. They're going for me.
They do like me, and that's the problem.
Don't
that's
like
the
you.
Problem. When people like me so much, then they want to be around me more. And good and well, I don't like those New Jersey people.
Oh, my goodness. That's so rude.
They're from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. They're nice people.
I don't even know. It was Susie, and what's his name?
They'll be acting.
Susie. Jody's actress friend.
What's his name?
Benny. Is it Benny?
He knows his name. He's being stupid. Yeah.
Jody's old snobby friends.
They're not snobby.
Snobby.
Why?
Jersey
why are
friends.
They snobby? Because why? They're
Jersey friends.
What makes them snobby?
Ask them why they're snobby.
They're not snobby. You're snobby.
How am I snobby?
You don't want to be around anybody.
I'm wearing an eggplant shirt from Kohl's. That's the opposite of snobby. Mm-hmm. I got to sit at Kohl's. That's Jody's friend Susie that advertised those adult diapers.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah, mm-hmm. She was the spokesperson for that. Yeah,
she was the if you ever saw the commercials where it was called.
Depends.
Silhouettes. Yeah. It was Silhouette.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, there was a yoga class going on outside, and she was the yoga instructor talking about how, you know, they're sleek and, you know, you can wear them and they're not bulky and all that. She doesn't need them herself. She was just acting. She's playing a part.
Well, she's an actress.
That's what I said. Yeah, I said your actress friend.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. She used to do a lot of those when they're on those crime shows, those true crime shows, and then they would have the reenactment. She was like, there was one I saw where she was the FBI agent or something.
Yep.
Coming in there.
She's getting always all tough going and on an
interrogation
interview.
Or something. Mm-hmm. But she's done other things, like regular movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's snobby. That's why she acts like she's better than everybody else.
She does not. She does not. You know she doesn't. Stop being ugly.
No, I like her. And her husband's funny, too. Especially, you know, if we can catch him sober. He's all right. But it's going to be Friday night when we see him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
So, I won't get to rest that night.
So I guess this would be a bad time to ask if I can come over Saturday night and hang the doorbell.
Saturday night?
Are we gone?
We're going Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're going on a bar crawl.
Oh, that's right.
An old people bar crawl. Old people bar crawl. It's like a walker. A walker crawl. A bar walker.
Yeah. Yeah, we're supposed to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
play with our daughter.
She and her little boyfriend going?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they change their mind. I don't know.
And
new kids, they change their mind with the wind.
Little friend Jenny and her same husband, Michael.
I don't know if she's
Michael.
Going or not.
Yeah, because the bar crawl doesn't get you like Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra, nope. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't care who goes. If you and I end up going, it'll be fine.
It will. I love doing things just the two of us.
Oh, I know it.
I really do.
I know you do.
You know.
I know.
I do. Like watching TV. That's my favorite. My favorite event that we do together.
Watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. And it's the only thing that puts a big smile on your face.
No, I like going
Look
away.
At him, he's just smiling, thinking of it.
No, I do. I do like going away with you. You know, when we go
away. As long
away.
As I have a TV.
To the mountains
wherever
and things like that.
Wherever we go,
like
we have a TV.
We're going on vacation together, just the two of us this year. Aren't we?
Aren't we going to the beach together? As of now, unless our daughter doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
If she has a job, we'll be going by ourselves. If she doesn't have a job, she's going to find a way to go.
But we're going to visit Ron DeSantis for a week. I'm sorry, Ron DeSantis. How you pronounce it, DeSantis.
Right.
We're going to be in Florida, and I want to meet him.
Really? I'm sure that'll be easy.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
He's got to know me. I mean, I know some heavy hitters in the political world.
Okay. Well, hook that up.
But hang with even me. as much as I like Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, I don't think I'd give up a day on the beach to go Go hang with
him. You'd probably be like, I'd love to see you, but could you just come out to my chair, please?
And then say, come out there. And
I'll put you an umbrella up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he doesn't need an umbrella.
No, he doesn't. Mm-mm.
He's a former Navy SEAL.
He was good. He's still good looking, but he was really, really good looking when he was younger. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't you mess with him. Mm-hmm. He is good looking.
He is. I get it. I got it. Every time you've said that, when his name comes up.
He really
every
is.
Time his
He's
name
good
comes
looking
up.
Now, but he was really, really handsome when he was younger.
In his Navy uniform. In his
Look
Navy.
It up, ladies. Look it up.
Ron DeSantis. Young Ron DeSantis.
Handsome fella.
Mm-hmm. So, we got to take a break, and then I'll ask you the other question about the vacation.
Okay.
And see whether you're going to be honest or not.
Ooh, okay.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
All right. I have a question for you, Jody.
Look at the camera? I know she's been doing that. Am I supposed to look at my camera?
Well, I mean, it's up to you.
Because every
okay. She's making faces now if you're just listening to the audio part.
I just didn't know if I'm supposed to do that.
Well, I treat it kind of like the people on The Office, the show The Office, where they're talking and then they'll look at the camera. Like, it's kind of for people watching, visually, it adds a little accent on whatever it was that I said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
we got a week to rob.
Yes.
We were just talking about going on vacation, and it looks like Jody and I being old and our kids being grown and not wanting to hang with us anymore, that it'll just be the two of us at the beach for a week.
Yep.
But you said you don't know for sure. It depends on where our daughter is on the job hunt or whatever.
Yeah.
If she graduates college in May.
Yeah. If she's found a job and starts, clearly she won't be able to take off. And boy said he's not interested. He didn't like the beach.
I know. And that's, I'm going to have to go on Maury with him, see if that's my kid.
Our kid, because we both love it. I don't get it. But oh well.
But I guess it's because his whole life we've dragged him to the beach twice a year. Because that's all we ever want to do on vacation is go to the beach.
Yeah, it's awful. He's had a horrible childhood.
Yeah.
Being dragged to the beach twice in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to like Virgin Islands, Turks and Caicos, Cayman Islands. Still didn't like it.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
He did like the Virgin Islands better than.
So
than
when I asked him, I asked him about going back there, and he goes, "No, I don't really like that."
Okay, well, not that it matters. We're
not going.
Right, we're not any.
Yeah, but anyway, what were you going
to
ask me?
Shape to go to the Virgin Islands now?
What were you going
to
ask me?
Todd's taking all of our money. It cost a fortune to get him to be here.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you: are you hoping that that Lainey does go or not go, so you can have me all to yourself?
It doesn't matter either way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of want her to be able to find a job.
Yeah,
but you know, I feel like these kids getting out of college, it's a lot. They're concerned about finding jobs and things. So for that part, I would like for her to be able to find something that she will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But if she comes with us, I'd love that too.
Yeah. I just thought you might just be looking at it from a selfish aspect because you want me to, you want to have me to yourself.
I'm with you when they're at school.
But I tell you something that I am kind of sad about. She's been on spring break this whole week, and she's just been at our house, and we haven't done anything. And I hate that her last spring break ever. We didn't go on something fun.
Well,
I hate that.
She kind of wanted to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what you don't understand. You want to go do something fun, but for them, well, she loved going to Louisiana a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she was there, what, 5 or 6 days?
Right. I mean, because it's just like, you know, constant entertainment.
Right. We do stuff constantly. People. But anyway, what I was going to say is that she, what you don't understand is that when they come home, that to them, that is a vacation to get to come home to their own bed, to privacy, because she's got two roommates. He's got a roommate. And then for them to be alone and have their own space and a kitchen with food in it, it's to them, that is a vacation to them. Getting away from school and all that.
Now, I know for him, that's a big a thing because he doesn't like going
anywhere. Don't get me
anywhere.
Wrong.
He doesn't like going anywhere, doing anything. He doesn't like anything. Our boy named Boy doesn't. But she does. So she does. I think she would rather have been doing something fun.
Well, why didn't you take her somewhere?
I don't know. It's because you said that she wasn't planning on going anywhere, didn't want to go anywhere.
Well, the other
I don't
thing
have
is,
the time off. I
but
mean,
the other thing is her boyfriend is here.
Yeah.
And so they have been long distance for almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to be here to see him.
Yeah. I get it.
No, you don't.
I get it. But she's also the type that's very sentimental and hates missing out on things and would say, my last spring break, we didn't do anything as a family.
I doubt it. And her boy couldn't go.
Trust me.
He couldn't go.
But, you know.
He's in school. Their spring breaks were opposite.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, as a family with us, even though he couldn't go.
Okay, you're just wanting to go somewhere is what I'm gathering here.
No, because we're going somewhere in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
Yes.
Aren't we going to Charleston or somewhere?
Yeah, but I really don't think she looks at it like that.
Yeah. Well, she will after I talk to her.
Yeah, I know. You always tend to...
I'll get her stirred up.
Bring things down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also make her feel guilty.
How? I don't say anything about any of that.
Where are you going to be tonight? Are you going to be with us? Are you going to be gone? And you know with her, she's like, no, should I not go somewhere? Should I be
home? So I can't even ask her what she's doing?
You know she's sensitive.
Sensitive to my asking a question?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
If you were just saying, what are you doing tonight? But it's, are you going to be with us?
I haven't said that one time since she's been home. I have not said, are you going to be with us? Or are you going over there?
She didn't say anything to me, by the way. I'm just saying this.
With those crazy Italians that you're, that you're dating.
She hasn't been over there much.
Hillbilly Italians. Italian hillbillies.
She went with a friend last night to dinner. Family. So she was gone last night with her friend.
Yeah.
Not her boyfriend, her friend.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know why you have to throw a guilt trip on me telling me that I'm making her feel guilty. I haven't said anything.
It's just fun every now and then to throw you some little guilt trip.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't understand why she would ever have to split time with us and those Italian hillbillies, his family. I mean, it's crazy. You spend time with a fun family that's normal and or go over there to that loony bin.
Yeah, because ours is definitely not a loony bin.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can't help who you love. That's what they say.
Amen.
And Todd, you met those people. You videoed their one of them's wedding. You know how crazy they are.
That's quite the crowd.
Yeah.
Y'all shut up.
They're a bunch of hillbilly mobsters is what they are.
They're nice people. They're Italian, and they love West Virginia. Yeah. That's all I know.
Uh-huh. So,
well, we can't say anything. We're from Louisiana. That's about the same.
I didn't say where they were from. I just said they're crazy.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, that's it for this edition of TJ and Jody's House. You want to do your clapper thing again?
Todd, come do it.
Do they do it at the end or just at the beginning? They don't do it at the end. They just yell. They just yell cut.
Okay.
Yeah, use it a couple of times so she can say she used it and then it can go back home. And
no. It's my toy.
Yeah. All right. Good. Good deal. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next time.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.